Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Anna. Hey, Anna, I want to say thank you.
For what?
All that you do. I just don't say it enough. And I have a feeling you don't hear it enough.
Thank you.
And I think
you.
It's important because I think you're a special person who works real hard and you got a lot of love to give.
Are you going to kill me?
One of us.
Wait, what?
One of us. I'm going to kill one of us.
So it feels like it's going to be me.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm on the other line. Okay. I was talking to someone else.
Oh, okay,
my other
cool.
Podcast.
Okay, cool. Wait, what?
Yes. No, Vanderpumps do rule. All right. I'll see you next time. Sorry. Okay, back to this. Which one's this?
This is season 6, episode 10. So we have left the hot spot of your favorite eps and we have started.
Hey, that doesn't, I mean, they're pretty much all 7s from here on out. 8s and 9s.
Oh, man.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, so we continue with the guests at the waterfall picnic, and the guests eventually head back to the boat. The deck crew learns that the guests want to keep the slide up so they can go down it under the stars, which...
That's not really a night activity.
Yeah, it's pretty, I was kind of like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
I've never seen the slide out at night before in my life.
Same.
But if you want a night slide, might I suggest Nick's Water Sports boat that you can call and rent it.
I'm going to write
that down, too, because I really do feel like that's a good idea. If you don't know my business idea, where because it's so time-consuming and exhausting to put all these toys out all the time, all you got to do is call me. I got a boat with everything already set up on it. I'll sail on over, and your guests can use all the water toys from my boat. Just rent it for the day. Easy as that.
Thank you for this wonderful business opportunity, Nick. Now, I hope we can go into
business. How much are you willing to invest right now?
Oh, that's tough for me. Because I've invested in 6 other businesses you have, and I've seen 0 returns.
Look, these things take time. And, you know, I get ran into some bad luck. You can't pin that on me. Look, how did I know that those flippers that swim for you won't work? We drowned a lot of guys. A lot of guys took a bath on that. But not like the bath they took while they were drowning. Did you hear this episode? We got a big, big reveal
about
somebody's swimming ability.
Oh, yes.
I did not know that.
But
Kate Chastain cannot swim.
But that's not real. She admits that she was lying.
Oh, fuck. God. I'm so fucking gullible.
She literally says, like, I think she believed me.
Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. I can't believe what I just said was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I've lost all my credibility.
Somewhat.
Well, I would like to see Kate swim then to prove it.
Okay, yeah, I'll make a note. So they tell Adrian that they were hoping to have more of a buffet-style dinner with comfort food. And he's like, well, I'm not necessarily happy to spend all night frying stuff, but I'll do it.
He finds a way around it.
Yes, by adding a French twist to the comfort food.
Was this the show, was it Below Deck, where the guy said, I often choose lamb because... there's no real factory farming of lamb. So it's more likely to have been grown in a like a more sustainable way or like a better meat.
I don't remember that on this show.
Well, I was watching some show when they said it, and I can't get it out of my head. And when he made those lamb burgers, I was like, very smart, very smart.
Very smart, very smart. I agree. I love that. I love that. So Captain Lee overhears Riley being a bitch to Ross on the radio, and he calls him up to the wheelhouse to tell him to not let Riley talk like that to him. And she has to either fall in line or leave. And he's like, this ain't no back... What does he say? Like, he basically just says, like, this ain't no hick tugboat.
I don't know.
So she can't act like that. He basically calls her trash.
Well, Alaska is where murderers hide. So she's trash. If you're from Alaska...
That's a fact.
Think about moving. All right?
Is it because it's mostly wilderness?
Because it's mostly Palins. And they reproduce at an incredibly fast rate. Even while abstaining from sex, they have multiple babies.
Huh. Well,
yeah.
Ross says that she actually has really good work ethic, but it just has an aggressive attitude. And he's usually very patient with people. And she has a bright future if she turns it down.
No.
And Captain Lee's like, just don't let it get out of control, okay? And he's like, got it. And Adrian decides to give the comfort food a little French flair. And Adrian keeps calling Ashton a snake. He's like, he's going to snake all the girls. That's what he does. He snakes ladies. Because I guess they're talking about the new stew coming in soon. And they're going to like, he's like, yeah, we're going to snake her.
Ashton just fucked. And he's already.
That girl. Like, he didn't fuck her. He snaked her. Okay. Get it right.
Sorry. He just snaked. And now he's trying to slither another snake. He's always again, trying to slither.
He slithers from one to another. Slither party.
That's really impressive, you know, that he hasn't been Me Too'd. I'm Me Too-ing him.
Okay, well, Josiah says he's exhausted because of all the work they have to do with just two stews. And the guests are sitting down and they slowly start serving them Adrian's comfort food. And they're definitely confused by it, but they do enjoy the flavor. So that's good.
Yeah, they did an editing trick. Where it made them look like everybody hated the food because they took the volume out of the clip. And then, wow, they popped that volume on and everybody loves it! Yay! We love your deconstructed lobster mac and cheese.
Mm.
With your shell bowls.
That did look really good.
Of course it looked good. Those fucking lamb sliders look divine. Those Duvine. Fucking truffle French fries,
Duvine.
Mon ami.
Duvine.
He killed it. Knocked it out the park. With some brie onion shits.
Duvine.
Yes, please. Joss, please.
Oh, God, you're making me hungry for some Duvine. So Ross is telling Ashton that he's getting sick of Riley's attitude and he doesn't understand what he's doing wrong to her. And they decide if her attitude doesn't change, then she's got to go.
Riley got to go.
Yeah. Then after dinner, Shannon McCoy, the yacht charter broker who appeared on Med, says that she wants to go down the slide, but none of the other guests want to go down with her because it's nighttime. And so she asks Kate. That's when Kate says she doesn't know how to swim. Clearly lying. And then Kate recruits Adrian and Ross to go down with Shannon. Then they all go down in their clothes and everyone loves it. And it's so silly. Like, no one changed into bathing suits. They just went down with their clothes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Bathing suits are from a materialistic society that requires you to have new pants for each activity. Well, I say no. I'm wearing the pants that I have anywhere because pants dry. Nick Turner, paid for by Pants Dry Committee.
Okay. Big dry pants.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, everyone finishes cleaning up the boat and they go to bed and it is officially the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So the guests are up and having breakfast and Riley says she knows she shouldn't be speaking to her boss this way, but she's tired of feeling marginalized and Adrian and Ashton are talking about how Riley's attitude is an issue, and Adrian says she rolls with her emotions too hard, and he may one day start talking to her again on a professional matter, but he never wants to be friends with her.
Good.
And Kate says she's so happy to have Josiah by her side and calls him her Thelma to her Luis.
That was a stretch, but okay.
That's what she said. They're gonna drive off a cliff together.
I wish.
They dock the boat and the guests are leaving, and they say they had a great time and they thought the crew was fantastic. And we have a tip meeting time. And Captain Lee thinks they nailed it, even though they were down two crew members. And they end up
tip meeting time. Tip meeting time. Maybe make that into a song. We do that.
Okay.
We play that.
Yeah, just like send me a mastered version. Okay, so now we...
That was it.
No, send me like a good
mastered done recording.
Well, you better hire someone to mix it.
I'm sending it to you.
No.
It'll be in the clip I send.
Okay, I'm going to kill you. all right, they get a 17K tip. Wow. Can you believe... Nice.
Yeah, I can believe it.
They were there for one night, 2 days.
Yeah, but those people have to tip more.
I guess so. So apparently they don't get a night out that night because Captain Lee just wants to do a barbecue on the dock. But tomorrow they get to go to a resort to take the entire day off.
Do you think maybe it was less, the tip, but then Captain Lee put some of the money that he's been squirreling away back in it to make it look like his friends tipped more? All the money he's been stealing from the other charters.
Guys, it's that time for Nick to accuse Captain Lee of stealing tips. So
also, when this
drink.
Guy gave him the tips, he said,
take
share this with your crew because he's seen the show before and he knows how sticky finger Captain Lee is.
No, everyone drink up. Chugga chugga. Nick is accusing Captain Lee of stealing tips.
So we also learned
that there's going to be a new stew coming that day, and they're also still working on getting a new deckhand. And Kate thinks the new stew can do some work when she gets there to earn the next day off. And Captain Lee calls Kate up to the wheelhouse to show her the new stew's resume. And she's happy that she has a lot of work experience. And Captain Lee says her experience is overkill. And Kate's like, a lot of experience is not overkill. It's a good thing. But wait till Kate meets her. So the new stew is apparently Canadian. She likes yoga. And they're rooming her with Adrian because Kate thinks they can be soulmates.
Also, because his old roommate was Chandler and now he has an empty bed in his room.
Sure, but Riley also has an empty bed in her room.
Yeah, well, Riley's getting a hot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hot guy should have gone with Adrian and the sexy new lady should have bunked with Riley. So we could get some, you know, different kind of scenarios playing out, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So we meet Laura, the new stew. She's just arrived and she meets everyone. And we learn that she's been in yachting for 2.5 years and has been working in the med and then got very lucky because she got a chief stew position. And things have been going great since then. And she meets Adrian and Adrian thinks she sounds like a valley girl and isn't sure she's Canadian. And she says at one point, oh, it smells skunky in here, implying that it smells like weed.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't say something smells skunky when it smells like weed.
What do you think she meant by skunky then?
I think she meant it smelled bad.
I thought she meant weed. Anyway.
No.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Nobody smokes weed there.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I know you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'll tell you one thing.
Nobody smokes skunky weed anymore, dog. It's 2020.
No, I smoke skunky weed.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You said that the weed you smoke, all of it is free and people just give it to you.
Sounds like I smoke some skunky weed then, huh?
You also say you go through an eighth every 3 days.
Okay, what's...
So what I'm saying is, how much weed are you getting for free?
Skunk weed.
What?
So Kate and Josiah do a run through with Laura, and she talks a lot and comments on everything, and they're like, shut up. And Ashton meets Laura and thinks she's cute and someone he would hook up with, because that's how he like gauges all interactions.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, Ross, you're really good at your job, and also I would hook up with you. Wow, Adrian, this is really good food. And yes, I would live in your Joey belly.
I would hook up with you.
I love your belly.
Would you hook up with me? I'm what? Ashton.
Who do you think's going to win?
In what?
Between Ashton and Adrian.
Oh, Ashton for sure.
I think it's Adrian.
Well, Adrian has a girlfriend. He's in an open relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And
we're back. My decision to come back.
No.
She said, let's end the show. And I said, we finish.
No, I didn't.
Wouldn't it be funny if we made it?
No, I didn't.
If we made it to like 2019 and then gave up.
It is 2009. I mean, 2019 was last year.
Oh, you're so stupid.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
In the below deck.
Oh, we just didn't continue the show.
Yeah, we're just like, we made it to like a season away. We're like, we can't even. This was too much. Malia's back. Nope.
Facts. So, Laura says when people first meet her, they think she's a ditz because of her Canadian accent. And I don't even know what that means.
A ditzy bitch.
No, but I know. But like first of all, she doesn't sound like she has a Canadian accent. And since when does a Canadian accent?
She also doesn't sound Valley Girl. She just has a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, but like since when does a Canadian accent make you a ditz?
She does not sound like a Canadian accent. It does not make you a ditz. Nothing makes sense. You're right to question it.
Okay. So Laura says she was lucky to learn from an excellent chief stew, and she has really high standards. And she thinks everything on this boat is gross and is just like, who made this bad? And Kate and Josiah already think she's very annoying. Everyone is barbecuing that night on the dock. And we learn that Laura is single and she loves to party. That's why I think Ashton's going to win.
Kate didn't like it.
No, Kate does not like Laura. Adrian and Ashton are joking around a lot with Laura because they like her. And Riley says she feels alone on this boat because she doesn't get along with anyone. And she wants to have some sort of connection like everyone else. And Josiah thinks Laura is fresh meat in a zoo because all these dudes are like losing their minds over her. And Ashton thinks Adrian is trying to embarrass him in front of Laura, and he doesn't like it because Adrian keeps saying Ashton likes to snake girls, and Laura's like, I don't know what any of you guys are talking about. Your accents are impossible to understand. And Laura keeps going on about how she's a doer and likes to clean, and is like won't stop talking. And I agree, she is pretty annoying. She's also like rude in that way where she'll be like, ew, like, why is your boat so dirty? And it's like, ew, bitch, you have not been here. Don't come in here this hot.
Are you engaged? Why is your ring so small?
Yeah, it's just like people like that who don't know you, but they come in so hot. And you're like, bitch, you need to get to know me before you start popping off like this.
Oh, wow, who cleaned this?
Yeah.
She's like, who cleaned this room? It's like, well, there's two other stews, so us. Who did you think cleaned it? You didn't think you were going to insult either one of us?
Yeah.
Why are there pillows in here?
Yeah, she's so like, ugh. It's like, where are you? It's annoying.
Facts, Jax.
I don't like it.
You love it.
Okay. So, yeah, it's everyone goes to bed. It's the next day. So they're heading to the resort to chill out all day. And Adrian is chatting up Laura and tells her that his father passed away recently. And of course, he misses him and he can feel him so strongly inside him. Laura's like very like, yas, yas, yoga, incense, sage,
no.
Skunk.
Gross.
I smoke skunk. What about you, Adrian?
Nobody smokes skunk. It's 2019. Skunk. You're embarrassing yourself.
I love skunk.
No. Stop.
Are you trying to hit my skunk?
Oh my God. What? Are you trying to hit my skunk? That's a good opening line.
Do you want to hit some of my skunk?
Hey, girls. Who here is trying to hit my skunk?
Hey, guys. I just lit my skunk. Who wants a hit?
Yeah, no, it's really terrible weed. Skunk weed.
Okay. So they're sitting down for lunch, and Ashton and Ross are joking that the new deckhand is hot. They hope the new deckhand is a hot guy for Riley to keep her happy. And Laura says she really likes Adrian because he has a lot of depth and she can talk to him with no judgment and they can just like pass skunk joints back and forth. Am I annoying you?
No, I love it.
Skunk!
I love it! What do you want from me? I love it.
Okay, well, yes. So Adrian does not judge unless you're Caroline and a monster. And so apparently Laura annoys the shit out of Kate because she talks a lot and has an opinion on everything. Kate is like so, like, you can tell Kate is starting to snap a little because Kate's like, I'm going to lie right now. I'm having a great time. It's like, everyone can hear you. I don't know. She's intense. And
Kate's great.
She's doing her like mean girl thing with Josiah. And
you know what? They should rename this show because Kate's so great.
Huh?
Kate plus eight.
Huh. Who's the eight?
The rest of the crew. Isn't obviously there, like,
11 crew members?
No. There's only eight in the cast.
Oh.
And well, then they lost two. And now there's eight again. By the end of this episode, there will be eight.
So Riley and Laura go kayaking and Ashton joins them and he basically takes over Riley and Laura's kayak and kicks Riley off so he can be kayaking with Laura. And Adrian's like, yep, because he loves to snake women. He just snaked Laura. And Adrian says he can't just meet a girl and have sex with her because he doesn't believe in meaningless sex and he needs more sensuality and connection. And Ross says, on deck, Riley makes him crazy, but off deck, she's beautiful and has a sexy body. And the more he drinks, the more attractive Riley gets to him. And I'm like, you're just a horny dude who hasn't had sex in like a month. That's all. Wow. Is she hot or what? She literally tried to cut your nuts off yesterday.
That's wow, right. My gosh. Very, very nice. She put a machete down and I thought, wow, I would like to climb on top of her before she can get the machete again.
I mean, that's like he has like Stockholm syndrome. Oh, thoughts and prayers for Ross to get out of this abusive relationship he has. Okay, here's the thing that happens that made me laugh really hard. Ashton is in the pool and he's like, hey, Laura. And then he just starts like dancing for her. Like, just nonsense. And being like, pretty good, huh? She's like, yeah, great. And he's just like, oomps, 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 just by himself in the pool. And she's like,
here's the
what?
Problem. She loved it. You could tell she loved it.
Well, Adrian says to Laura, yeah, he's like really interested in you. He's definitely going to try and hook up with you. And Laura says, it's never going to happen with Ashton because he's not her type at all. And Adrian's like, that won't stop him. So she claims Ashton's not her type.
And you don't believe.
Nope, I'm going to give her a... Don't believe you, bitch!
Rude.
Okay. You're rude.
I like to be nice to the characters on this show. Because when we go weekly, I'm going to have them all on this show and tell them what you said about them.
Okay.
That's going to be a recurring segment. I'm going to say Anna said, and then I'm going to say the meanest things I said.
Okay. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. But you know, I'll accept it. That'd be a fun segment. And I'll nod my head like, yes, correct. Yup. So anyway, everyone heads back to the boat after their day off and Ashton and Laura are in one cab together and Adrian tells the other cab that Laura says that it would never happen between her and Ashton. And Kate says, well, that's false because everything out of Laura's mouth is a lie. And I'm like, you've known her for 5 minutes, but I believe you. I do think her and Ashton are going to hook up.
I think it's going to be Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to do a bet? Just kidding, because I know you would want to, you gambling addict. All right, let's.
Of course, I
want to
do a bet.
Did you see how your eyes? You're literally.
I keep forgetting that sports has started. I keep thinking like, oh, I'm gonna open my Bovada account, but I forget.
It's wild.
And you just
how
reminded me, and I'm like, God damn,
your
I
pupils
bet on some sports.
Really dilated when you started talking about gambling.
Ukrainian basketball.
Okay, that's annoying. Ukrainian basketball, that's what you're betting on now?
I mean, I have.
Oh, Lord. He's betting on Ukrainian basketball games.
Y'all gonna die.
You're never gonna have a Kukov, okay?
A Kukov?
Kukov.
A Kukoc?
A Kukoc. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The 90s Bulls basketball player?
Johnny Kukoc.
This looks like Kukov.
Well, it isn't.
No, I think I'm right. So,
ask Zach.
No. Zach doesn't need to be involved.
Ask him.
I just saw The Last Dance. I know that it's Kukov. Zach in the background just said, what?
Oh, you're wrong. All right. What's next?
So, Ross, horned up Ross, goes into Riley's room and starts making out with her, and Ashton sees it and he is shook to his core and tells Adrian, and Riley says Ross is good looking, but she's not sure. And Ashton and Laura are in the hot tub and they're talking about Laura's last relationship, and she said she really lost herself in her last relationship. And Ashton says he comes from a broken home with his parents going at each other all the time, and he believes relationships need balance. And we learn that Ashton's parents were divorced when he was 5 years old. And then we see a picture of him from when he was 5 years old, and he looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he's the Joey in his dad's belly.
Yes, sure.
So his dad's billionaire or just a millionaire? What would you say?
Who, Ashton?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would say...
I don't know. Where do you get this vibe from?
Because, I mean, he grew up rich. Every chef grows up rich.
I'm talking about Ashton, not Adrian.
Fuck you. God damn it. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry I cursed. I'm really disappointed in myself, and I took it out on you, and it's not you. You're doing great. Some might say you're carrying this show.
Okay, shut up. I saying Ashton, when they showed him a picture of him at 5 years old, he looked exactly the same as he does now.
Yeah, he like little Hercules.
Yeah, he had the same bod at 5 years old. I was like, oh my God.
I was confusing that with the picture of that we saw of Adrian's dad later.
Yeah, that was sad.
Whatever. He had a good life.
Yeah.
He was 80!
He was like a older dad.
Yeah.
All right, so... yeah, we learned because Ashton's parents got divorced at 5, he hasn't been in many relationships because he doesn't believe in getting too deep with someone unless he really wants to marry them one day. Daddy issues.
Stupid. Whatever. You're fucking Polly. You can't marry everybody.
You're fucking Polly?
Yeah, he's fucking Polly and he can't marry everyone.
Oh.
So if he wants to like marry somebody before he fucks them, he's not going to fuck as many people as his poly lifestyle will allow.
Okay.
Well,
how do you
makes
know
me so angry when people don't understand their privilege.
How do you know he's poly? Are you talking about Adrian again? You're talking about Ashton. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, what do you mean he's poly? He's never at any point said anything about
poly. So we're talking about Adrian
poly.
Now? Is that what we're saying?
No, we're talking about Ashton.
I really
not
want to talk
Adrian.
About Adrian.
I know you do. You keep trying to like
this rich poly.
Yeah. All right. Everyone goes to bed. Let's move on. It's the next day.
All right. Now Adrian went to sleep, and Adrian's back awake.
No. Riley says she liked kissing Ross kissing her the night before, and Riley tells Josiah that Ross kissed her and he is shocked, but then he says hate is the first sign of love. And yeah. Ross tells Ashton he made out with Riley and they laugh it off like, oh boy. Scoob! That's the vibe they had. Oh, Scoob!
Yeah, it's not what you want to remember about the night before. It's not the end of the world, but you're definitely going to be bummed about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, so now we have the next charter meeting with Captain Lee, Ross, Kate, and Adrian. And we have this woman, Brandy Coffee. Wait, I think you read the wrong info.
Yeah, I did.
On the
I did. All right. Wow. Mario and Anne Marie Govich.
No, don't read these ones.
The founder and president of a wealth management firm, as well as other businesses. They have a yacht they charter in the south of France, Italy, and Croatia. But this is their first time in Tahiti. They love conversations with the captain and crew, as they're always looking for more ideas. They like the finer things in life and expect only the best. She currently manages their yacht for charters. Noelle is president of luxury financial. Anyway, that's Mario and Anne Marie Govich. And that is the last charter from the last episode. Because I read this charter last episode.
Yeah.
I apologize, but hopefully you guys can put all that together in your brains.
Well, I'll
and
go over it.
Be able to shush. I'm in the middle of my apology.
Sorry.
It is 12 minutes long.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I have to start over.
Should we take a quick break and come back and finish this episode out?
You know what? I'll do the apology during the break.
Okay, perfect. We'll be right back.
And then I'll have a brand new one for you for shushing you.
And we're back.
Hey, I gotta say I'm sorry.
No.
I did a little reflecting and I shushed you and I shouldn't have.
I really don't care.
Well, you see that?
Shush.
Then I have a whole new apology.
Shush.
I'm
shush.
Sorry
shush.
For thinking that you would care.
Shush.
You're shushing me now? What happened?
Shush.
This didn't work.
Shush, Nick. Shush. All right. I'll just give you guys a quick rundown of this guest. Her name is Brandy Coffee. She sells coffee. Just kidding. She's a real estate agent from Sarasota. Geez. And this is her first trip in a long time since being single.
Leave the comedy to Zach.
Celebrating a birthday. She wants tequila in her hands at all times. They want yoga and water toys. And Kate is glad Laura
Everybody
knows
remembers.
What Kate is glad that Laura knows what she's doing, but finds her very annoying regardless. Okay, well, new deckhand Tyler arrives. Tyler.
Yeah, are you into it?
I mean, he's like, he
Anna.
Could easily be a Trevor, a Dane. He's just like
Anna?
A surfer, bro. What?
Anna.
What's up?
Are you into it?
Into Tyler? No.
I'm sorry, you sleep with a surfer, bro, every night of your life? And so I think you like this guy.
No, I don't like too much of that.
Some might argue there's no more of that than Zach. Zach is at the height of that.
Well, this guy like travels and all that. He's whatever. So anyway, he's apparently
because you won't let Zach leave your house.
No,
he's different.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. My type is not necessarily surfer bro. Zach just kind of slipped through the cracks by accident.
I see. It's a mistake.
Yes, it's a mistake. This relationship's a mistake.
Can't get out of it now.
I know. I've committed to long term. Anyway, Tyler, he apparently switched from sailing to yachting to broaden his knowledge. And apparently there's also a lot more money in yachting. And Riley's very excited for her hot new roommate, so much that she's giggly wiggly wiggling about it. She's like, wow. For a second, I was Baker from season 5, where I was like, giggly, wiggly, wiggly. I'm just getting my giggly, wiggly, wigglies out. You remember Baker, what? Who would just say wild, weird shit like she was a cartoon character?
Baker?
Baker, no. From season 5.
I don't remember.
She's the one that was trying to hook up with EJ and kept being like,
EJ?
I got my horny, borny, torny on. That's just like how she talked.
Oh, I'm single as a Pringle.
Mm-hmm. Bring me some bringy. Jingy dingy. Ling tingy. That's what she just
I'm
talked.
I'm alone as a hot bone.
Yeah, that's like how she talked about everything. She'd be like, oh, damn, I got me a bang, 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 like a gun in my vagina. And you're like, what is wrong with you?
She found the punchline.
She's just like a weird Southern nutball. Okay.
Hey, nothing wrong with being Southern.
Nothing wrong at all.
Some of my best listeners are Southern.
Okay. Well, anyway, we learned Tyler is from Washington State, but he's been traveling all over for the last 4 years in Starfang. And he's like, everyone just thinks I'm like a surfer dude because I am. That's like what he said. But he apparently is also an adrenaline drunkie. And I'm like, yeah, I could have told you that.
He's an adrenaline drunkie? That's dangerous.
I meant to you say junkie. Got
kids, get sober before you
adrenaline
joining
junkie.
The X Games tour.
Not a drunkie, he's an adrenaline junkie.
Oh, junkie, he's on heroin. I see. Well, that'll get that,
he's
that's,
an
that'll
adrenaline
get you adrenaline pumping.
Drunkie.
Mm-hmm. A junkie drunkie.
But yeah, he just wants to make a ton of money so he can travel the world some more. Whatever. Captain Lee meets with Tyler and Ross, and Captain Lee says he gets a good vibe from Tyler because sailboats are real hard work and you need to have a good, strong work ethic to work on one. And he says there's a lot more moving parts on a sailboat than a motor yacht, so he thinks he'll be good at this job.
I think he'll be terrible.
I think secretly that Tyler is Captain Lee's son. You know why? Because in the last episode, maybe last two episodes, Captain Lee like calls for a new deckhand, and the way he's speaking to the person, it sounds like he knows them. He was like, yeah, hey, yeah, I'm going to need a favor from you. Yeah, buy that plane ticket. All right, I'll see you soon. And it sounded like I for sure thought it was someone we knew coming back.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's why I thought it was going to be someone.
So that's why I think Tyler is somehow, he's like either his son or his like weird like surfer bro nephew that he's like, and his brother's like, come on, Lee, throw Tyler a bone.
Yeah. Yeah. What was there? Didn't somebody have like an unnatural connection to Captain Lee once? Did I dream that?
I don't recall.
One guy was like, oh yeah, it was, the guy who came on the boat to fuck with Nico for
EJ.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah, they'd worked together previously.
CJ. EJ?
EJ?
Yes. That's crazy. Yeah, EJ, dog.
Yeah, he'd been on the boat. They had worked together previously.
I thought EJ was coming.
Oh.
And he was going to make him second bosun.
Ooh. Well, the guests are about to arrive and Laura accidentally breaks 7 champagne glasses because her cloth got caught in the drawer. And of course, this is what she does. She's just kind of a bitch about everything. She goes, yeah, I think it's because that cloth wasn't ironed enough. So it was lumpy, like implying that they didn't iron it enough. And she's like, that's the first time that's ever happened to me. And it's like, why do you always do that? Like, why do you have to insult everyone in the process? Like, you fucking knocked a bunch of glasses over. It's fucking fine.
Say, oops.
Mm-hmm. Don't try and blame someone else. Like, just be like, yeah, it got caught. The guests arrive. We learn that they're undocking and heading to Morea. And Ross says he wishes that Tyler had another day before charter because they haven't been able to go over all the proper safety briefings. And it makes him nervous. And this is when all things go wrong. If Ross is nervous, that's foreshadowing a whole lot of pain. So the deck crew is working on releasing the tender, and Ross thinks that Tyler takes instruction well. And they have all the lines loose. But then I guess Ashton is working on releasing some more lines, and one of the lines gets caught on Ashton's leg and pulls him into the water. And they start being like, man down, man down. And there's like a freak out. And that's where the episode ends. And it says, it goes black and it says, to be continued.
Oh my God. Can you believe it?
It was very intense.
What do you think happened?
I mean, it looked like the line just caught on his leg and pulled him. I mean, I'm sure he's fine. We would know if Ash didn't drown.
Yeah.
The show would probably have gotten canceled.
No, I think he died. I think I remember hearing that.
No.
Adrian died.
You motherfucker. You were not listening. All right. Nah, let's do
boat
facts with Nikki T's.
All right. I mean, so much is happening in boats these days, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the world's largest 3D printed object?
No.
Guess what it is?
A penis.
Nope, it's a boat.
Mm. Of course.
University of Maine created a full-size boat with a 3D printer.
Oh, how? How do they do that? How much? They need so much room. How big was the boat?
It's 25 feet long.
25 foot boat? I need to Google image that.
Gotta Google it.
What is it called? 3D.
It's a 3D printed. It's the world's largest 3D printed object. It's a University of Maine made it.
Holy shit.
Trouble loading this because boatingmag.com keeps trying to get me to sign up.
Oh my God. It's called Three Dirigo.
Yeah.
Three Dirigo.
A play on Maine's motto, Dirigo, which is Latin for I lead. Cost $40,000. Guinness World Records was on hand.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty, it looks like a boat. You know, it's a black boat. 5,000 pounds. Anyway. It's, you know, there's been more exciting things, but it's fun. That's a fun fact. The world's largest object is a 3D printed object is a boat. That's a win for boats. That's a good boat fact. That's
that
boat facts with Nikki
T. That's a great
back
boat
to you,
fact.
Anchor.
Wow, I want a 3D. So can we just 3D print boats?
Hell, I mean, obviously, if you have $40,000.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
You don't have 40 grand.
Yes, we do. Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Prove it. Buy a boat.
Okay, I will. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. I'm at Anna Hosea. Nick is at Nick's Turner. Nick's Turner's.
Later, dudes. See you for episode 611.
That's true. Yeah. Check out our merch on TeePublic. We got some good stuff, some Broson merch. What else? Leave us a 5-star review. We always love a 5-star review. All right, goodbye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.